here, there, and everywhere. SAFM 105.1 FM in Johannesburg.
Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
Right, the apartheid government was so afraid of Beyers Naudé that for 7 years it banned him from being in a room with more than one other person. But in 1994, he voted in the country's first democratic election and worked hard to help previously disenfranchised people do the very same. So on May the 29th, the Kagiso Trust's hashtag Remember Me initiative encourages South Africans to honour the memory of Beyers Naudé by exercising the right he fought so hard for, the right to vote.
The National Pulse, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right, lots we're going to talk about. Welcome to the show, The National Pulse. In fact, amazingly, it's 1 month today. If we're looking at the end of the month since I've been hosting this 3 to 6 slot. And I've really enjoyed it. It is certainly energized me and hopefully energized the whole team, but certainly I hope that it's energized you to be very conscious of your pulse rate, the national pulse, your personal pulse, and where you are and what gets you fired up every single day of the week. And I'd like to think that we've reflected on the issues that have got you fired up all throughout the week. Right now, you know, as per the conversation I had around what's your purpose? Well, tell me what's your purpose. I want to know. Because if you don't find your purpose, you're simply in a job. What's your purpose? You can WhatsApp in text or voice note form 0614-104-107. Otherwise, you can also call in. In fact, I'll give you that call-in number in a moment. By the way, you can tweet to us. So on the X platform, just use the hashtag The National Pulse. And you can certainly tag me as well, Ashraf Garda. Well, talking about purpose and mission, there's a really important issue that we thought we'll speak to one of the leaders of the African Transformation Movement about, and that's Mr. Vuyo Zangula. Good chatting to you, and thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Thank you so much. Greetings to you and everyone listening.
Thank you. Now, you know, in the build-up to the election, different parties have different manifestos, different plans, different visions about where they want to see South Africa beyond May the 29th. And one of the factors around your movement, the ATM, is being very clear on bringing back the death penalty. So we thought we want to pick your brains on just that. So tell us about it. What's your understanding in terms of the why would you like to bring the death penalty back?
I think the most important aspect in this discussion, it is to reiterate that a law or a constitution must be must be based on the will of the people. Now, the reality is when the death penalty was abolished in 1995, which is after in 1995, which is in the first 1 or 2 years of the democracy that we have in our country, there was a public outcry, meaning people did not want the death penalty to be abolished. Therefore, the fact that we do not have a death penalty now goes against the wishes of the people. That's the first issue. The second issue is that there is so much preoccupation about the right to life of criminals, people who do not respect and honor the right to life of innocent people. So our point of departure as the ATM is to say, we want to have a country whereby it is the will of the people that reigns supreme. The law, the constitution must be based on the will of the people. Whether a few powerful people in the country agree or do not agree, that is a non-issue. What we want, it is to have a system whereby it is the people that are basically directing the governance of our country. And on this point, we had submitted in 2019 a letter to the president of the country requesting that there needs to be a referendum so that the people can decide officially whether they do not want or they want the death penalty. So that is why we as ATM, we keep on emphasizing that, because the death penalty, in our view, is a proper retribution for people who do not respect the right to life of others. One would even argue that there is a death penalty in our country, because if 85 people are murdered on a daily basis by courtless, heartless criminals, there is a death penalty, but it's a death penalty for innocent people. What we are merely advocating for is to have a death penalty to punish the people, which is the criminals that are killing innocent people.
All right, let's take it one step at a time, right? You said in 1994 there was a public outcry. I mean, I must concede, I can't remember the public outcry, and I was certainly old enough to understand it. I don't think there was a public outcry.
There was, if you were even to read a report that was issued by the Institute of Race Relations, when they speak about the public opinion on the death penalty, they will, in that report, they do state that when it was abolished in 1995, the public opinion that was there, it was overwhelmingly in favor of retaining the death penalty. So that is what informs a lot of people saying that the manner in which we have in terms of the laws that regulate the conduct of our country, it is not laws that are based on the will of the people. That is why when the death penalty was abolished, people were not in agreement with that particular decision, because it was a decision of the court, a court that is basing that on a constitution. However, that constitution was not a constitution that came about through the consultation of the citizens of the country, from your traditional leaders, religious leaders, community leaders, and communities in its entirety. It's a constitution that came about by people who imposed themselves to be representatives of the people. Mm-hmm. And that is why there is so much discord between what they wanted in terms of our law and what the people want.
Okay, so just to stay with that point, I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, the people were not happy. So where you may be right, if the courts decided that and then enshrined that in the constitution, and you're right, they didn't have a referendum on it, okay? But by the same token, when we say the people were opposing it, we also can't say all the people. So if all the people didn't agree with the court decision or the constitution, we also can't say all the people agree that death penalty must remain. We don't really know that, right, until we actually have a referendum.
Indeed, that is why we, as the ATM in 2019, we said let there be a referendum, so that the people decide. And what we want to really emphasize in this point as an ATM, we've spoken at length at how the death penalty in Botswana is seemingly working well for the people in Botswana, and how in Malawi there's a death penalty for each and every criminal who decides to kill a person living with albinism. And that has led to a reduction in the killing of the people with albinism. We're equally saying that in our country, when you have more than 85 people that are murdered on a daily basis, and that number keeps on increasing, there needs to be a strong punishment when it comes to dealing with some of these crimes. However, let it be through a formal referendum, so that it is the voice of the people that reigns supreme, not the voice of the powerful in our country, including judges or the Constitutional Court. Because in our view, what we want as a party is that for the people to decide their fate and not hand over to a few judges or politicians to decide on their behalf.
Well, look, to be fair, many people may agree with you to say let the people decide on that. Now, you know, at this point in time, it's unconstitutional, so it would require a referendum. And if the referendum passes through, then it would require a constitutional change, which would require, you know, a beyond a two-thirds majority. I mean, that's very complicated down the line. But let's stay with the reality. You know that the death penalty was abolished because of what South Africa saw, democratic South Africa, was the fact that it was inhumane and far too many people were being killed in apartheid South Africa, who effectively were simply killed because they opposed apartheid. And there were other factors beyond that. So they were not hardened criminals who were killed. They were activists who were killed. And this was a safeguard against that. Do you not see that point?
Yeah, that is why our language is the ATM. We are saying that we want to introduce a justice-based capital punishment system, which is a system that is taking into account where we are now as a country, not to reintroduce the type of death penalty which was imposed during the times of apartheid, which was racial in nature, racist in nature. We want to have a capital punishment system whereby we send a very strong message that criminals who do not respect the right to life of other people will not be given a free pass, and most importantly, won't have a culture in our country whereby there is seemingly a reward for people who are taking the life of other people. And we just need to emphasize again that the fact that there is a system that was used during the times of apartheid incorrectly or wrongly, or that was inhumane, that does not mean that you cannot change the wrongs of the past and design your own system that is suiting the needs of the people as in 2024.
Okay. Here's the last thing, and we've got like 30 seconds to answer this, right? To do anything about it, you need support. You're going into an election. There's nothing that suggests that the masses support you. The numbers don't suggest that. And you've got 30 seconds.
There's nothing that shows that the people do not support us. That is why on this issue, we've been calling for a referendum so that the people decide.
No, I'm saying there's nothing that says that people support you. I mean, the polls don't suggest you have massive support.
The party or the position?
Well, it's linked to the, you know, to vote for the party, you'd link to their position and vice versa.
No, not entirely. There are people who would rather vote for other parties. Well, people are moved by different things when it comes to voting. Now, if people on the top of their head, for example, safety is their issue, obviously the death penalty will be their top priority.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, right? Thank you for your time. You certainly got us thinking about that, whether people would actually vote for the ATM because of their position on the death penalty.